Hello, my name is Patricia Fahey-Devaney and I am the granddaughter of Murty Fahey. He was one of the 12 apostles of Athenry, but he was from Kilkenairn. He was born in 1897 and he was known as Murty Lawrence Fahey, and he came from a family of nine, four brothers and four sisters, and the four brothers were Martin, John, Seamus and Larry, and then he had four sisters, Nora, Sarah, Margaret and Bridget. And as time went on, Nora and Bridget and Martin left for the USA, as was the thing in those days. A lot of family members left and they weren't ever to return. And I know I've heard that his parents were very lonesome as a result of that. As a result of my kind of research, I suppose, I found out that Murty did join the Irish Volunteers at a very young age, at the age of just 19. And he joined again with a number of members in his own area, I will say, his own parish. And I had to look up the military archive, basically, and I discovered he'd given an account of his actions. And he would have marched with the rebels to Moyode and to the farmyard and to Lyme Park. He also would have carried a dispatch on Easter Sunday to P. Sweeney in Athenry under the command of John Hanafy. He was his military officer. And he also gives a recount of firing a number of shots at members of the RIC when he was in the Athenry station, in the agricultural station in Athenry as well. And then following the Easter Rising, obviously no more than the rest of the apostles, he was arrested. And we would have always heard as a family that it was Maisie Shackleton was the person who would have been the informant, possibly. She was the only occupant of Moyode, the castle at that time. So we would have heard mention of her down through the years as well in her house. So it resulted basically in him being imprisoned for a sentence to 12 months in jail. And he spent some of that time initially in Galway Jail, in Mountjoy, and eventually in Wormwood Scrubs and Lewis jails with his comrades as well. And again, I've asked family members, he's three surviving children. My father is one of them, and they have no recollection of Murty talking about his activities with the Irish Volunteers or the IRA or any correspondence from him while he was in jail, unfortunately. I wish I had that, but I don't. So upon release then in March 1917, Murty rejoined the Irish Volunteers, and upon reorganisation then he took part in other activities. Again, he describes taking part in dispatches, sending dispatches, and also as well, during the War of Independence, he was involved in a failed attack on Moyvilla Barracks, where he blocked roads, and he also blocked roads, I think, for another attack on Bookin Barracks. Again, he was carrying dispatches, and during the truce period, then he attended Killeen, and during the Civil War, he took the anti-treaty side. And he was interred from November 1922 until February 1923. So again, he was away from his family and his friends. Murty's commanding officers in the IRA, then I suppose looked them up, were David Kearns and Thomas Kennedy. And after much correspondence and difficulties, then Murty managed to get a pension, a military service pension of 3 years for his service. But I do have some records of, you know, a lot of letters and a lot of correspondence sent forward and back before he actually received his pension. It was quite difficult. And he does always mention in the letters about his young family and the difficulties he was having trying to keep the rates paid and so on, and that he really needed the pension badly. And it took a while for it to come through. And I've heard from other people that that was quite common in those days. And then in terms of his personal life, he met and married his wife, Elizabeth Rooney, Lily, as she was better known. And Lily came from Dublin to live with her auntie in Slieveroo, which was where Murty was from. And they only lived down the road from each other. So I'm imagining, again, I don't know how they met, but I'm imagining it could have been, you know, very, as they were neighbours, you know, they would have probably encountered each other quite a bit. So basically Murty and Lily married. And he moved into her home in Slieveroo then and became head of household, head of the farm. And they had six children. So the six children were John, Murty, Paddy, Oliver, and then two girls, Mary and Nora, or Noni as she's known. And the three surviving siblings are Oliver, my father, John, and Auntie Noni, who's their sister. He was a farmer, Murty was a farmer, and he was a great hurler himself. He won two county titles with Kilkenairn in 1912 and 1919. And they actually won another one in 1908. They were a great club in those years, so we're very proud of him for that. And we have those medals, actually. And then just in terms of his passing, it was quite sad. Murty passed away very suddenly at the tender age of only 59, very, very young. He passed away on the 24th of November, 1956. He was going to Castle Lampert to purchase a gun for Johnny, his son, to go shooting game. And on his way home, he just collapsed on the bicycle on the way home. And the family got an awful fright. And my own father was only 16 at the time, and he still remembers the neighbours coming in to say, "Your father's dead on the road." You know, they got a terrible shock. And, you know, because I suppose they had such time for him, and he was such a strong hardy man, a very good worker. So the family got an awful shock.